5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
At Lowe's, get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, members get free delivery, install, and more when you spend $2,500 on select major appliances. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 2/25 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, Florida. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step 4, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Are you a fraud-paying American? It's a fact that one in four honest, hardworking, tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. With LifeLock Identity Theft Protection, though, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, and get you your money back. Last year, the IRS flagged over $16 billion in refunds for identity fraud. That's billions of dollars that could come from your salary, overtime, or second job. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. And if your information does fall into the wrong hands, only LifeLock has U.S.-based restoration specialists who are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. Because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, who or what stopped by geography class uninvited? Was it a former student?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
We love your real ghost stories, so if you have one, call it in if you want to do that. 855-853-4802, if you'd rather write it in, go to realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you would like to be a premium subscriber, you could be. You'll get no commercials, advance episodes, and access to the archive. You can sign up through Apple Podcasts, where you can try it 3 days free. You could go to patreon.com/realghoststories or go to ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes. Kathy Gordon.
Yes, I am here. And speaking of geography, I've been just like addicted to the Olympics.
Oh my God, you and me both. Well, in part because we love things like that. We both love sports, but because I have been laid up and Kathy's been at my house for almost 2 weeks taking care of me. But it is so addictive.
Oh my gosh.
And I am so invested in it.
I know. And you root for these people. Well, you know, of course I root for the USA, but also, there's just these great stories of little countries or little vignettes where then you go, oh, I love them.
Like Kenya winning their first gold medal in the 10,000 meter women's.
Yeah.
You know, I was like, oh my God.
Right.
And I think in part too, because, you know, when you have surgery and your life kind of comes to a screeching halt. And so your life kind of came to a screeching halt. It really it was like the timing couldn't have been better. It gave us this something to root for and have fun with. But today, so the women are, I think, so interesting. Women's basketball, they're playing France for the gold. Men's basketball, playing France for the gold, which I think is interesting. But they said today, after the women won, and your daughter and her wife were there.
Yeah.
I got to see it, which was really cool.
But like, it wasn't for the gold then. That was a semifinal.
Right, they were today at the semifinal, the one that I watched today. But they said today that if you are 31 years or younger, you have never known the women's Olympic basketball team to lose a game.
The U.S. women's. Yeah. Yeah.
I was like, that is amazing to me.
They're a powerhouse.
You know, it's 31 years they haven't lost.
Well, you know, on the other hand, we made up the game, our rules. You know,
it's true.
I mean, come on. That's like University of Kansas is really good, but then, of course, we made up the game, right? Naismith wrote the rules of, you can read the original rules he wrote on the paper there, right? And it's like, we can't win at anything else, so we just make a broke game. Our rules.
But other people have learned that game, and they're quite good
at it. They're quite good at it. That is absolutely right.
And it is interesting to watch the other teams, too, because you think, okay, Serbia is just going to be all people from Serbia, which, yes, but a lot of those players have played in the U.S. or at colleges in
they're
the
playing
U.S.
in the NBA and stuff like that. Yeah, of course. But it's been really fun. And I think one of the things I have loved about the Olympics this time is that people seem to be excited to get the silver and the bronze.
Mm-hmm.
And there's not that kind of bummer, you know. They seem to genuinely be happy. And then also, there just seems to be a lot more sportsmanship, you know.
Yeah.
People reaching over and giving somebody a hand up that's not on their team or, you know, whatever, or giving somebody a hug. And, there just seems to be a lot more respect amongst the athletes.
Do you think, because this just popped in my brain when you said that, that that's something that has always happened in the Olympics? We're just not used to seeing that kind of behavior among people. You know, that, hey,
maybe,
let me help you, or good job, you just won and I came in third, but they go over and hug each other anyways.
Yeah, I don't know.
I wonder if we just are so not used to seeing civility.
Yeah.
People being civil.
Yeah. I don't know, but I'm just really, it's really struck me this time about.
Yeah, we've talked about that because it has been very touching.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that's been fun. So I was if I'm going to have to be laid up, this was the time.
That's right.
It was awesome. And now I'm all in for the Paralympics. I can't wait to watch that.
Yeah.
So here is our story, because we have so many stories about haunted schools.
Oh.
So this one, it says, I'm writing to tell you about a very, very spooky incident that happened in my geography class. Here's some background on my high school and the town itself. Our town is located in the California Valley, about 3 hours away from Sacramento. Henry Miller founded it in late 1800s, and it seems sometimes the whole town is haunted. Nearly everyone I know here has experienced something paranormal or just genuinely weird. My school was built in the 1940s and has a very nice campus. Its looks are deceiving, because weird paranormal things are pretty common here. I can name multiple stories, but I'll leave it at that. My geography class is one huge class split in half due to water damage, but the other half that's walled off. My school never got around to fixing the damage, so they boarded up all of the entrances, so there is literally no way to get into it, meaning the other room. Okay. Which, I hope they cleaned up the water damage, because it makes me think it's just one big-ass moldy room.
I know, that's what I'm worried about.
So that makes me a little concerned, because weird things can happen when you're in a moldy environment. So it says, shortly after the late bell rang and everyone was seated, we began our weekly test by reviewing what we had learned. The class was silent, but our teacher let us listen to music, and ironically, I was listening to your podcast. After a few minutes of working, we heard something very scary coming from the empty room next to ours. Music. Remember, you can't get into this class. It's completely walled off and boarded up, yet to our shock, we heard the faint sound of music. My teacher had all of us turn off our phones and shut up while she tried to find where the music was coming from, and she put her head on the wall. My teacher turned white, she started shaking, and told our normally wild class the music was coming from the empty room. Me, being the stupid person I am, ran over to the wall to hear the music, and to my shock, it was coming from the room. It sounded like music from the 50s, but I couldn't really make out the lyrics. They sounded really faint, while the instrument sounded really loud. Which would kind of be the case if you hear music from another room, you kind of hear
more of the bass, yeah.
My teacher called the office to ask if any janitors or staff were in the room. The office lady replied no, and my teacher hung up. She had the most freaked out look on her face. She told us all to calm down and finish our tests, and I did just that because I had nothing better to do. But about 10 minutes later, the music stopped, and we all heard an extremely loud bang in the other room. A few girls screamed, and I sat there bewildered. I went back to doing my work because I'd rather finish my test than scream like the rest of the girls. The next thing that happened pretty much topped the spookiness off. We heard random knocks on the wall, and then to our absolute horror, a shadow person in the shape of an average-sized girl appeared next to my poor teacher. It stared at all of us for a bit, then dissolved into thin air. My whole class grabbed our things and lined up at the door and waited for the bell to ring. My teacher, on the other hand, left the classroom for a few minutes because she couldn't handle what had happened. She later returned a bit calmer and had us wait to be released. So apparently she just left him.
Oh, no.
Fend for yourselves, children.
Oh, no. You got to worry about the kids first.
I need a minute to process this. As soon as I walked out of my classroom, it seemed like a dream. I felt really foggy and seemed to forget what happened, so I walked to PE. At the end of PE, however, I remembered everything. I freaked out and told my friend, I don't know why the spirit decided to terrify my class and make us all forget a spell. Let me see. I don't know why the spirit decided to terrify my class and make us all forget a spell. But my other classmates had the same experience where they seemed to forget what had happened. So I guess she's implying they were under a spell of some kind.
Oh, I see. Yes.
My fellow classmates and I are very shaken up and confused. What are your thoughts on this? Love your podcast. Makes the day go by faster. Me and my best friend, Hallie, and I annoy my fifth period teacher by listening to it instead of doing our work. Andrea, do your schoolwork. This can wait. You know, that seems weird that there would be a spirit that is able to put a spell on you. I don't hear much of, like, the spirit comes in and kind of wipes out your memory for a few minutes.
We've heard of some odd things where people go through it and it's foggy. They're having a hard time remembering what just happened. They kind of vaguely remember a hand in the car window or whatever. I don't think that's impossible. And sometimes I think it's even your body's natural reaction to shut down.
True.
When something is so traumatizing.
I mean, look what the teacher did. She left the kids in there. They're lined up waiting to get out. And she's like, hold on, I'm leaving. You guys stay here.
You know, and so I think sometimes just as a protection, our body will do something, you know.
And that could be it. You're just traumatized. I think any trauma.
You go, and now I'm a little foggy over the whole thing, you know.
True.
Like if somebody would, you know, be in a car accident or something, and then it just all happens and it just so intense, and then you're like, well, you know, I think this happened and they were here and this, you know. And so I'm just wondering if there was some trauma there, and that's what makes them. I'm not so sure it was a spell as much as maybe
trauma. That makes sense.
You know,
now as a teacher, say you had a paranormal experience similar to that. There's music coming. There's nothing over there. Everybody knows there's nothing over there. The shadow person shows up. There's bangs and knocks and stuff. When you got back to class the next day, would you address it? Or would you just kind of go on and be like, okay, today in geography class, here's what we're studying.
You know, I've just always been really open with my students. And they,
and they know that, you know, if something happens, I'm not going to act like it didn't happen.
Yeah.
And I would always tell them, you know, okay, well, you know, here's, you know, that was weird. I don't know what we actually, I had something happen in the classroom one time, but it was just me and another student in the room at the time. It wasn't like the whole class it happened to. Though we were, I was having some issues with, you know, how you get automatic lights that mm-hmm. just flip on. And the way my classroom was set up in the, like, all my students were sitting up in front of the classroom. Then there's a whole nother big area, because imagine it's an art room.
Right.
Right? So we had regular drawing table desks up in the front. Behind them were tables, work tables, right? So it's almost the same amount of space again. And then behind all of that, we had some closets for supplies and stuff and my office. And it was not unusual for me to have the lights out in the room and be showing slides and talking to my students about artworks and whatever, right? And occasionally the light would come on, like in my office or in one of the supply rooms. And the students would all, and I could see them all just like look at each other like, why did the light just come on? Like there's, it's way back there. Like nobody's back there. And I could see them all kind of go, that's weird, you know? And I'd kind of grin at them, but it wasn't something like this intense where I would have, I would have addressed that with my students.
I would hope so.
I think I would have said, okay, something happened yesterday. I don't know what it was. Let's just, you know, try to get back on track and, you know, hopefully, you know, we just go with it. I think I would have just tried to do something to put their minds at ease. And maybe she did, maybe they did. And I don't know that, but
you know, maybe that day they ended their career in teaching.
Well, yeah, maybe. Like, I think, I'm wondering, like I said, there were enough students in there that confirmed it.
Yeah.
Right? Like, they all said. I don't know if everyone else had that problem of it being foggy or not, or if it was just kind of a few of them were, like, so traumatized it really bothered them. But I don't know.
Because something like that happens and the next thing you know, you're in PE class, you know?
And then I would be like, I think as a teacher, I might have had to say, how about a new room?
We don't like this one anymore.
We don't like this room.
Well, and then it just makes me think that they never cleaned it up properly. If they just walled it off, like.
I'm hoping that they did.
Because that whole room would be full of mold.
Yeah, it makes me nervous. Ugh. Yeah.
Okay, well, let's go to a caller.
Hi, this is Kathy from New Jersey. You were talking about hospitals and hospice. I'm a home health aide. And just because I can't see it doesn't mean it's not there. I had one lady in a nursing home who I would walk in one day. The nurses had put on a radio. I'd come in and take care of her. And as I'm doing so, I hear the radio station wheeling back and forth and back and forth. My response was, oh, if, you know, I just said, if this used to be your room, it's now A's room, and I don't care that you're here, but please do not interfere with my caring for her. The radio went back to its normal station and never happened again. I had a lady who was at home and had dementia. And would stare at the corners and occasionally talk to people who weren't there. Which is fine, as I said, just because I don't see it doesn't mean it's not there. And then we're sitting on the couch and there was a rocking chair on the other side of the room, which suddenly starts rocking by itself. I had another client at home and she lived alone. And I go into the basement to do the laundry, and I see this shadow kind of shoot by. I said, fine. It was her house. Why not? This thing was probably there longer than I am. And I just simply told her, I'm here to take care of her, and I will not interfere with you if you don't interfere with me. Almost worked. I got upstairs and was digging in the pantry that day, and I kept making, and as I was digging, something kept going, like making me think I saw something move. Now, I'm terrified of rodents. So my first thought that I was looking at mice darting about, and I told whoever it was that they do that again, I would leave, and the lady would not have any help. Everything stopped. But every time I went into the basement, I was well aware that I was they do me no harm. And I don't know why people are afraid of them. They're, you know, there are other things. What else? I mean, these are just things that you happen to come across. No, nursing homes are never really empty. And old houses are never empty either. I had another woman who lived in a 100-year-old house. Well, not 100 years old. It was like an 80-year-old house, excuse me. And the gentleman who built it died. And then they got the house later. I was taking care of her father. And his room was in an addition to the house. And I, in order to take care of him, I had taken his wheelchair, put it aside, because it was an incline from the far side of the room to his bed. Deliberately put it off to the side so it would not go down the incline. And I turn around, and the wheelchair is behind me because, and it turns out the ghost was named Bob. They didn't want to tell me about it because they thought I'd run for the hills. And stuff started happening, little stuff. And one day I was talking to my client, and I told him, you know, it looks like we have an incorporeal visitor today. And indeed, and then one of the people overheard me, and they started telling me all about Bob. So I was cool with it. Once I realized he was there, didn't give me any trouble, tried to scare me a couple of times, didn't work, stopped trying. Nothing to be afraid of. If they truly meant you harm, they would have done something, and they can't. They're helpless. If they see that you're caring for the people around them or were in that room, they usually don't care that you're there. Just want to have fun sometimes. So that's it. Anyway, nursing homes and things like that are never really empty. Thank you. Bye.
I love Kathy and her approach to the paranormal.
I do too. I think Kathy is a rock star. Right? That's what I think.
Like, it's so cute. She's just like, nope, very matter-of-fact about it. Nope, well, we're not having that.
I think she handled things really well.
Very matter-of-factly, like, you don't get to do that. I'm here to care for this person, and this person needs my help. And if you run me out of here, this person doesn't get their help.
Right.
And then it's like, stops.
And, you know, we always, when the experts talk to us and say, you know, best thing to do, talk to them, let them know that you acknowledge them, you know, with kindness, but kind of set the parameters.
Yeah.
You know, of what you're willing to do. Which is what she does. She's doing this just naturally. Here's my parameters. And I'm not going to let you, you know, I can't take this thing moving because I'm scared it's a mouse all the time. But, you know, I want it to quit.
Yeah.
Right? I don't want this to happen. Therefore, stop it. And I think that she's just spot on in her approach. And she's right. I totally believe that nursing homes, hospitals are places where people are, there's a lot of trauma that goes on in them. And, you know, you couldn't help but be, you know, I think spirits sometimes head back to places where they had their most intense moments, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And so I definitely think that could be, but I love the fact that she, you know, she was, the family was afraid to tell her about Bob.
Right.
You know, so we just won't say
anything. Of all people, Kathy gets it. Kathy's like, Bob ain't gonna F with me.
Yeah. Y'all didn't tell me about Bob, you know.
Thanks for letting me
but
know.
I got it straightened out, so, you know, no worries.
Kathy needs to teach a class on how to deal with the paranormal.
I agree. She's got a great
outlook. Put your foot down. Yeah. That's all you gotta
do. I love her.
Okay, well, if you have a real ghost story, we'd love to hear it. Call it in at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you want an ad-free version of the show, you get the advanced episodes, access to the archive. All you need to do is become a premium subscriber, and you could sign up through Apple Podcasts, or go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thanks for listening.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps.
In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores, like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps.
In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic.
Keep your eyes on the road.
Hop on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly.
Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
At the UPS Store, we know being a small business owner means holiday time is still go time. Still get those orders shipped time. And still re-up on stamps and supplies time. That's why this upcoming holiday, while others close up shop, we'll be open. And happy to help you keep being unstoppable. Come into your local store today. Most locations are independently owned. Product, services, pricing, and hours of operation may vary. See center for details. The UPS Store. Be unstoppable.